Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building. I don't know if we call him a comedian. If we call him a
he's just a funny,
star,
he's a funny mother effer.
Just a funny mother effer.
DC Young Fly.
What is that? Can I curse on this show?
No.
A little bit.
No, don't.
What words
no.
can I can't say?
If you wanted to make it to TV, I would.
Don't keep it to it. Don't keep it to Atlanta.
Y'all be cursing.
I don't.
I watch my 4-5.
That'd be him.
Every once in a while, we curse, but.
You transition into another level, though. You got to, you know what I'm saying, just curve it a little bit. Everybody telling you that now.
Yeah,
have you done a bring that ass head boy on Tiger yet?
No, but he getting it. I've been working like crazy. So with the Wild and Out shows and stuff. So when I get back home the weekend, I'm gonna do a little research on him. I keep hearing a lot of stuff that's getting up under my skin.
You,
so
you believe him? You think he? He said he's not smashing the girl. He said they just friends. The little 17-year-old girl, Kylie.
You gonna take her all the way to where he take her to? All the way over there?
Did he?
Paris,
didn't he deny that though? He said he didn't take her or something. I don't know.
No, he said he didn't take it to smash.
Yeah.
He took it over there, though.
Yeah. As friends.
Man, all my friends in Atlanta, and I'm in New York. So,
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 22.
So, is 17 too young for you?
Yeah. I'm 22. I need a cool game in my life. How old are you?
She's one for you.
So, 17 is too young for you, even at the age of
22. 17 too young for me. Foremost, I'm paying bills.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I need somebody that at least can come scoop. Some, it got to be half. If I ain't got
Kylie
no car,
can pay bills now.
Can you? I mean, she can pay. You right, too.
She rich, dog.
She can pay your bills.
She can't
22
pay
and
bills.
17 ain't that bad. Because I look at it, when she 22, you 27.
It got to be like that. On some real G. Like, if she turned 18 that year, we can be friends.
Yeah,
we can kick it. The conversations can't be really too grown. But soon as that birthday hit.
Smashing.
Come put it on me. Well, I got something for you.
You got treated like DMX treated that little girl in Belly, man. When this girl was like,
Well, she was giving him fellatio.
Yeah, I'm 17.
See, now I can't get no head from her.
What?
No, cook. No. Because if I get the head, I might as well go on all the way through.
I'm just trying to get you caught up. Don't listen to
that
me.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, so I'm going to wait.
I'm
going to wait till the birthday come.
But I feel like Miley Cyrus was dating older guys when she was 17, 18 years old.
But you see how she kept it, though?
How?
Behind closed doors.
Mm.
No, I think they was out and about. Let me hold on. You guys talk about
that's true though. She wasn't
started twerking until she was about 22.
Yeah, when she was Hannah Montana. She
but
kept
you see
it
how she twerked like she done did it before though.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
So she had it behind closed doors. So I respect.
Well, you're looking for a girlfriend, right?
I'm chilling, but you know what I'm saying. If you want to be my girl, then you know what I'm saying. We could talk.
What kind of girl are you looking for?
Somebody can hold me down through all this, what I'm going through.
Hold you. What are you going through?
I watch you on Instagram and Twitter, and it says, like, you're really funny, but then sometimes it feels like you really be going through it.
Man, I be chilling, man. Like, it be a lot going on, man. I just be needing that one female. Be like, you know what, forget all that. You know what I'm saying? Give me some sloppy toppy, man. You know what I'm saying? Cook some, you know what I mean? Bring some bread to the table. Let me know, man. Everything gonna be all right. Even though they say this about you, I see this in you. You feel what I'm saying? But majority of the girl be, oh, you got the hoe. You don't need me. I go through that every day. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, all right.
Tell the people who DC Young Fly is. You from the A?
I'm from the A, West Side, Adamville, Zone 4, stand up.
How do you get the name DC Young Fly?
DC stand for the crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? RIP my big brother Richie, man. It's a lot of us out there, man. The crew was popping.
Young Thug, you went to high school with Young Thug, right?
I went to middle school with Young Thug.
Middle school, okay.
Yeah, I went to Price. Yeah, man, I'm from Atlanta, man. You know what I mean? DC started, I was started on Vine, thanks to my boy Fanny Pay, on November 22nd, 2013. Mm-hmm. And I just went crazy ever since then, man. I've been going crazy. And shout out to my label, too, Archive. We is in the building.
Yeah, you rap, too.
Yeah, I go crazy. That was my 4 mixtape I put up.
Damn.
That was number 4, man. I was doing stuff before the comedy. You know what I mean?
So what, the music wasn't sticking, so then you started doing
it? No, the music was sticking. I had a song that went crazy in Atlanta, but it's just, you know how some people live. Like, Atlanta, they hard to just, when you from that city, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people not from the city come there and get on before anybody from the city get on. It's just the comedy went so fast. It was just like, I'm like, all right, well, I can just I do the music when I can do the music. I'm gonna do this right here. You feel what I'm saying?
That's crazy you say that, though, 'cause it seems like everybody gets on from Atlanta.
Everybody gets on from Atlanta that's not from Atlanta.
Like, that might be true, because Trinidad J is not from Atlanta.
I heard he from Cali Paul, but like I said, like,
yeah, I thought he was.
I'm from Atlanta, so it's kind of hard to say Like, these people
what
went
about
in
the
places.
They from Atlanta?
Nah, they from Gwinnett.
Oh. Okay.
But I mess with them, though. They're my boys. You feel what I'm saying?
So where's Gwinnett? That's outside of Atlanta?
Gwinnett, like, over there.
So what do you like better, the comedy or the music?
I like both of them, because you can't really just put 100% in one thing and put 80% in another. You
gotcha.
Feel what I'm saying? So I treat both of them as if whatever tomorrow, if somebody called me, be like, hey, man, I want you to write a hit song for me. Yeah, you can have it. I'm going to write it. I'm going to put my whole 100% effort
so
into
you write
that.
For people?
I mean, I be doing a little something, you know.
You got to measure it by what gets you the most hoes and the most money.
Guess
music?
What? Okay. I'm telling you, both. Both.
So
I'm telling
you. You got a lot of people sometimes on
yeah.
Instagram. Who was the first person to go back at you?
The first, I want to say Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, what did you say?
He was just on some, I was just taking him out, you know what I'm saying? They're going crazy on him, and he just like reposted it. Got my voice in the background. He just looking like, no, it's not funny. No. And then it went just viral. I'm in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a vacation with my people, Emmanuel Phil and Hudson. Y'all know the Hudson.
Absolutely.
The Ratchet. Yeah. They was doing, they had a little show out there. So I was just out there just chilling. Because, you know, I ain't never been nowhere. So I was out there chilling.
I was like, so, that's vacation?
Yeah. Because, you know, I ain't never been nowhere. You know what I mean? We was work, but still vacation. You feel what I'm saying? So I was just listening. I'm in the pool. But again, I just see people in my comments. Cause I read my comments, people. You know, I always, you know, you never know when the bad bitches be in there. So I'm reading my comments. So I'm reading them. All I hear is, you going to let Kevin Durant do you like that? I'm like, what? Kevin Durant? What y'all talking about? So I go on there paid. Oh, don't try me.
Mm-hmm.
Then he just started off. Then his brother got into it.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say about KD, though? What'd you say about him?
I mean,
bring that ass here, boy.
I was just saying that he got that Forrest Whitaker syndrome. His hair, because, you know, he got the bumps and behind his head.
Oh, boy.
And I was just like, he the modern day Charles Barkley, because he has no ring. Good player, but has no ring yet.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Him.
I know it did. But that's my boy. That my boy.
Sure?
Yeah,
sure?
That my dog. So, if you know how to take a joke, we family for life.
Well, you're going to learn that these artists do not know how to take a joke.
Well, once you learn how to take a joke, we family. I'm off your case for life.
Now, let's go back to what I was saying about Miley Cyrus. When she was 15, she was dating a 20-year-old. And actually, her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, weighed in and said that he... approved of the relationship. And that
first of all, he's wrong. He's dead wrong for approving it.
Mm-hmm.
She 15 and he 20.
Right. That's
so
a
who he was white one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because if he was black, I don't think he would approve.
Yeah, I think it's different in black and white culture. That's what Tiger was trying
but
to
I
say.
But I think white people, that's what they, anybody white in here? Anybody white?
Anybody white?
Except for the cameraman. This is not pertaining to you.
He's Cuban.
Cuban. He's Cuban.
Oh, no, you good. Yeah, you part of the mob. This ain't part of you. But I feel like, you know, white people be doing that incest crap.
They have a sex with each other, yeah.
Sister and brother be doing it. So all that's fine to them anyway.
Yeah. They say that years. About us, too, because we from the South. So they say we be humping our cousins and whatnot.
Like the third cousins.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
nigga don't care about
that,
third cousins.
I did.
I'm hitting my third cousin.
Oh, my God.
Anytime brother. Somebody say that's your third cousin, okay, cool. She's not part of the family.
I agree with
come
you.
Come in third cousin.
But not if y'all grow up together as cousins.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I got a cousin right now. They're my blood cousin. You know how you see your cousin like every 7-8 years? So I saw her when she was real ugly, like when we were 3. Then I saw her when I was like 15. I was like, damn, cuz. Then I saw her when I'm like 2 or 3. I'm like, damn, cuz. Like, cuz. We ain't really got that relationship before I could just call you ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would hit you if I didn't know you were my cousin.
But you know it's your cousin, so you wouldn't.
Yeah, but you fine. You know, ain't nobody really fine in your family. Do you got somebody fine in your family? No. Do you got somebody fine in your family? No.
Really,
everybody
really.
Consider
yeah,
ugly
yeah.
in my family. Like, my sister's an ugly.
You can't look at your family like that.
Like, they're ugly as but my cousin. Better quit playing.
So you just smashed your cousin?
I would have if I didn't know she was my cousin.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the crazy part about it. I found her on Instagram. I was like, ooh, this bitch bad. So I hit her page, and I was like, damn, she look familiar. By the third one she took, she had a picture with my mama.
Oh.
Damn it, man.
So your mama and your grandma them told you that's your cousin?
No, she had a picture with my mama, and I was like, that's who it was.
Yeah.
8 years ago, that's my cousin.
Yeah.
But what about the rest of your family now that you're blowing up your stuff?
Man.
Yeah, you can't call your family ugly.
Yes,
oh,
my
man.
Sisters are ugly, bro.
Are they like, trying? Are they trying to get on with you? Like, okay.
Like,
so
one
I wanna...
of my sisters thought she called me. She thought I was gonna be a junkie, but now she like my biggest fan.
Oh,
she
okay.
thought you was gonna be a what?
A junkie?
A junkie?
You was on drugs or something?
Man, I used to do like Molly's and weed and Zans and stuff. But you know, I used to say dope and stuff. So
yeah,
you know, it
yeah.
wasn't that. She was like, "Little bro, you gonna grow up and be a J?" But now I can't even sneeze without her laughing. Little bro, you so funny. I was like, bro, get out my face, bro.
So was you like the guy that used to get high and make everybody laugh?
Nah, I would just make you laugh, period. I would just get high because of my own personal problems.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Zone away and just get geek.
What are these personal problems?
Well, just, you know, when you coming from the hood, man, it's really, you see a lot of stuff going on. You see your mama struggling with the bills and, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm a grown-ass man staying with my mama. Then my mama struggling with the bills. Uh-huh. Then you got sisters. See, I ain't got no brothers. I got brothers, but they old on my daddy's side. You feel me?
Like, you the only boy that grew up in the house.
Yeah, I'm the only boy that grew up in the house. Then you got sisters that always blabber. You know, your brother's going to be like, it's all good, little bro. We're going to go out here and get this money straight. But you got your sisters. What you going to do with your life? Every time they come around, you still doing this,
so you ain't
bro.
Have no job or nothing.
I mean, it wasn't 4 days, you know.
What were you doing?
Well,
I worked at a warehouse, too, called Industrial Acoustics.
It was a recycling warehouse, though.
I got fired for dancing. I was acting like this plank was a stage.
Man, I got fired. Then I had my first real job. I was working at Turner Field. I was the parking attendant. Don't you know I worked my ass off?
That's a good job, man. You probably started stealing out people's car, though.
No, I thought about it. But I didn't. Every time somebody window was down, I was like, somebody trying to set me up. Yeah. Somebody trying to set me up. But I ain't never do it, though. But they fired me in the rain.
What you mean?
Because it was pouring down, raining, like thundering. So they were like, everybody come in. So we came in. They were like, you know what? Go back out there because the baseball players, they still going to play. I said, me? I'm going home. Like, I'm going home. So I told my manager what I was finna do because I felt myself getting sick. Because, you know, black people in the rain, we go in the house. We don't go outside parking cars.
If you're playing in the rain, though, you got to go outside
and work in the rain. No, it's more than rain. It's thundering.
But they was playing.
You can't see. Like, if it was raining right now, I couldn't even see you. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm like, manager, I'm feeling myself getting sick. I can't do it. I got to go. I goes in. Them folks are like, all right, give me your name tag. I'm like, what happened? I'm one of the hardest workers y'all got. They're like, no, give me your name tag. That's why when it rains, I don't do. I stay in the house.
Who from Atlanta embraced you early on, man?
I admire Kevin Hart to the fullest.
He from Atlanta?
I saw you going at Kevin Hart and him responding to you.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. When he responded, I felt like I won a Grammy.
How did that start?
I gotta tell people this story. When I was like at 200,000 followers on Instagram and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I would come to everybody, but right. I really didn't have something that stamped it. Mm-hmm. So that's when I came up with the fuck you mean and to bring that ass here,
which
boy.
Everybody done stole from.
You feel what I'm saying?
Before you do that, our producer came in here and was like, yeah, why does he take Chris Brown's stuff? I was like, Chris Brown took his stuff.
Point him out. I got something for him. So when I stamped it, I was just like, all right, now I got some. Like, you know how, that's just like, okay, now I got 1 million followers. If somebody was at 300,000 or 400,000 and they trying to join me, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I see you. But I'm a put a goal for you. So if you reach it, mm-hmm. then I'm gonna come at you. Just let me know I'm watching you. You feel right. what I'm saying?
That's what Kev said to you.
Yeah, he was like, I kind of got that vibe. Like, you not there just yet, little bro. But once I see you reach a little turning point in your life, then I'm gonna come at you. Gotcha. When I got 1 million that Friday, I chilled that Saturday and Sunday, and I woke up. I ain't even brushed my teeth Monday, and I went crazy on him. And he responded in 15 minutes.
Wow.
15 minutes.
And you were happy that he
was happy here. Mm-hmm. I was happy here. That let me know, like, this is not going to waste. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm actually doing something. And you know what I mean? So I just took it and I just ran with it.
You had other comics seem like they were upset that he responded to you, like, for a reason.
And people mad.
I ain't going to talk about that. Nick Quish.
Now, Nick Cannon. How did Nick Cannon get in touch with you about doing Wild 'N Out?
Nick Cannon, man, that my dog, man. He just reached out to my people, sent the email and stuff. And then I went and did the audition and stuff, and Nick was just like, man, hey, you already funny, just do something. And I just went out there and I just did something, you know what I mean? And then they called me back like probably a week or two before the show was supposed to even, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Folks had been flying. Like, everybody was calling me, was telling me, like, man, what about the Wildin' Out? Like, I'm still working. After I did the audition, I'm still working, you know what I mean? Like, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. It was just a great experience to even go through it, you feel what I'm saying? Right. So they called me back, and I've been going crazy ever since. We 10 shows in.
Wow. How do you like TV, man? Is it the same? Because a lot of people say that people that are funny on the internet can't transition into television.
I've seen a lot of, I mean, you got to think about it. It was a lot of people auditioning. It was a lot of people that's, yeah, I kid out of school for being a fool. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? Then it's my personality. Like, I get to wake up being me. Like, I'm not uncomfortable doing none of this. Like, I don't have to. Sometimes I be want to not. I don't feel like being funny. Like, but I have grown up. Like, even the days in school when I didn't feel like being funny, it was gonna join you and was gonna make you roast. So it's like, even when I don't feel like being funny, I still know how to be funny.
Yeah, yeah. You ever feel like you took it too far and hurt somebody's feelings for real?
I have.
Who?
Like, it's only people I feel like I take it too far unless you got a sickness. Yeah, a disability, unless you, that's about it.
So you can't clown.
If you ain't got no sickness, then I'm on your ass.
You can't clown A-Town then.
Huh?
You can't.
I clown A-Town, but people keep telling me, I gave him like one warning, like a little boom. I'm trying not to, but I'm gonna poke you one time to let you know, shut up. You know, but that's my dog though. You feel what I'm saying? So somebody I had to took this lady out, and she had cancer.
How you know she had? You didn't know she had cancer.
Nah, you know some people be mad. Like, people be sending me pictures. And then people just be like, I didn't give you the right to use that picture. I'm going to sue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my people like, man, just take it down.
Yeah, they doing that
You know
now.
What I mean?
Yeah, that's
they
just, them all
anything. Win. I'm yeah. like, bruh, mm-hmm. all I said something was about your beard, bro. I ain't even say nothing about you. Mm-hmm. I just said something about your stupid haircut. Mm-hmm. That was it. So I just take it down. You know, some people be feminine and shit. But you know, it's all G. But yeah, anybody like with a sickness and stuff, like with the counselor later, like I had to let them know, like, I never do nothing to hurt people's feelings. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? What I do is just how I was brought up. You know what I mean? This hood comedy. Mm. It's comedy, but it's hood comedy. Like,
yeah, get thicker skin,
it's,
man.
It's roasting. That's where I'm from. If you don't know about roasting, joning, ribbing, or how y'all ever do it, that's where I come from. You feel what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody just telling jokes on the block. Mm-hmm. They talking about your mama with the one arm. They talking about your daddy that end up being a crackhead. And it's like, and if you want to fight, do something about it. And if you don't, you better laugh it off.
Now, did you see this story about Ray J getting beat up by his girlfriend, Princess Love? She broke his ribs, tore his ACL, busted his lip, and then he bailed her out of jail.
They say you and Ray J got into it a little bit that while.
Nah, that's my dog.
They say you ran up on Ray J and said, hey, what's this I hear about you fucking dudes in the ass and you mad at them or something like that?
Yeah, nah, that's my dog, man. But I did hear he say he had booty goons. Me and him had talked about the booty goons, and I was like, all right, player, you know, I got booty goons too. You feel what I'm saying? I like that nigga crazy. But nah, that's crazy for getting his ribs broken in and go bailing the bitch. I wouldn't do it.
You never had a girl put her hands on you?
I like that.
You like a girl to hit you?
Yeah. I want to see, can you hit me? So I want to know if you tough in these streets. Like, hit me. Hit me. You think you hit me?
And then what
me.
Do you do? You just...
Yeah, I say hit me. Hit me.
You ever hit a girl back?
No. Because I know I can knock her ass out.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, it's pointless. You know what I mean? Like, I hate women who think they can take a manly fist. You can't. Like, I promise you, I'm going to knock you clean out.
What if it'll give you a black eye or something or break your ribs?
Like, first of all, I'm crazy enough for you. She has to know that I'm crazy for you to not even think that you can hit me to that level. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Only reason why you hit me is when we get freaky.
Okay, so that's okay for you.
Yeah, like, hit me, girl. You know
well,
what
how
I mean?
Old were you when you lost your virginity?
I lost it to a freak.
Okay, how old
He's smiling.
You?
He's
I ain't
going to
tell you how old I was.
Why not?
I was 14.
Oh, 14, all right.
I lost it to a freak, man.
A scribble?
In the teacher line.
Oh, a teacher.
In the teacher line.
Was it a teacher or a student?
I wish it was. I would have told the whole world, boy. Well, me and Jesse put it on me, boy.
So what's next? You going to get an Agnew?
Oh, yeah, man. We going crazy. We got a couple things, you know, Wild and Out coming on. So, you know, they're just showing other people. Because people be calling like, okay, we see him on Instagram. But what else can he do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe a lot of people saying they're like, okay, I don't care about no 2 million followers. Like, what else can he do? You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, I like that challenge. Come on. Like, keep challenging me just to show you I like proving people wrong. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So the Wild and Out aired this summer, and it's just going to show that besides the Instagram, I can also do it on national television, too.
Are you going to do a stand-up comedy tour?
Yeah. That's coming along. I'm trying to get a solid 45 minutes, and it's going crazy.
So you do actual stand-up? Because I see you host stuff, but I don't know if you was out there. Like,
yeah, but see, hosting just be, like, building my character and building my fan base and trying to practice on how I can maintain the crowd and just, you know what I'm saying, control the crowd. You feel what I'm saying? I can control the crowd. But it's just crazy coming from the hood. It's like, if I know you, then you know I'm funny. Mm-hmm. But if I don't know you, I'm really scheming. I'm chilling. I'm feeling you out. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say nothing. So you wouldn't know that I was a goof-ass dude. You feel what I'm saying? So by me being in LA and being a comedian, I had to open my eyes and had to step outside and just be like, it's not about me. Now it's about putting a smile on people's faces and just doing it just because of the blessing that I be receiving. You feel what I'm saying?
And so, smashing these hoes.
Hell yeah. When I was doing music, you go back and listen to my music, female, they thought I used to hit female. I'm like, nah, but now I do comedy, they just give me the, they just hand it to me. I'm like, well, I should have been doing
this. I see you be on your Instagram setting it up too. You be like, look, when I come to your city,
what?
Don't stunt on me.
I was stuck in Ohio, bro, on the way to New York. I was stuck in Ohio.
Hey. Okay, Ohio, good time.
Yeah, Ohio, alright.
Now you bought your mom a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Already?
Explain that.
Man.
You still got dope money. Don't lie to me.
Nah, I be thinking about it though. I be wanna go back. I be like, bro, I can get a brick. I can get a brick, girl.
But it's nice you put up the video of her reaction and everything.
Yeah, man, I had to cause for a long period of time, man. It was like, man, I come make my mom smile for a long time, you feel what I'm saying? And she was just like on some, every day it was like, I'm praying for you. Like, I put you in the Lord's hand, you feel what I'm saying? It was just, I could never make her smile, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, now this the opportunity to show, like, mama, you, all that hard work and all that being on me has finally paid off, you feel what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about nothing else no more, you know what I mean? Huh. Because you know, my daddy was a pastor. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So the only thing she knows.
Oh, he passed?
Yeah, he passed on Christmas Eve 2013. He was only thing she know, the highest thing she know is a Cadillac.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? So it was like, mom, that ain't foreign. Cadillac ain't foreign. You feel what I'm saying? So I had to take her out of the PT Cruiser and put her in the Mercedes. And now I got the PT Cruiser. That's an upgrade for me.
Oh, so you got swapped?
Yeah, I had a 96 Ford Escort.
I see you still be driving that, though.
Nah, I gave that to my nephew. Okay. I'm in the PT Cruise.
Got you.
You know what I mean? Now I'm in the 2007 PT Cruise. Now I got to upgrade.
So later on this year, you buy your mama something else and you take the Benz.
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I'm just driving in the PT Cruise, man. Now I'm looking for a house. You know what I mean? So we trying to get up out of the hood. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You and Young Thug still cool?
Yeah, Thug, my partner.
All right.
You know what I mean? He cool. I ain't got no problem with nobody, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't beef with nobody. I promise you I don't. Because I'm from the street for real. You know what I mean? I got war wounds for real.
DC Young Fly. I like this kid, man.
He's
I like
a star, man. Like DC Young Fly is
he's a
star,
worker.
Bro.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Really. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's DC Young Fly. Good morning.
Boy, Breakfast Club, bring that ass here, boy. Boy, Charlamagne, boy, you got the face of a mechanic on crack, boy. Boy, Angelique, boy, I bet your ass bathing Ipsos all every night, boy. Senile skin, having ass, boy. Boy, Envy, boy, you know you white, boy, but you keep telling folks you mixed skin, boy.